In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the two most important ways you're going to find the success you're looking for in the new year. It doesn't matter what word you have, what vision board you've done, what group you've been with that have brought in the new year in a particular way. I'm telling you, if you don't have these two things, it might be hard for you in the end. Make sure you check us out to hear what these two things are, and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances in another year, And I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited for those of you who are listening to us. I'm excited about the new listeners that we are getting. That is because it's just helping us to grow even more. So I appreciate you guys. And of course, I appreciate those of you who have been rocking me, with me from the beginning. I appreciate those of you who are sending the episodes to some of your other sister friends, because you might be like, ooh, she needs to hear this. I appreciate you. And I also appreciate those of you who've made donations of any amount, because it's going to help us to spread this good news while we are on this side of heaven. You guys, I just celebrated a birthday. Can you believe I was down with the flu? I still have it, to be honest with you. But I still have a responsibility. I don't want you guys to hear it in my voice. So I just mustered up as much energy as I could to come on here and do this podcast. But I do believe that I'm getting better. So God is still good. I wanted to talk today, as I was saying, God, you're going to have to give me something. Y'all know how when I get to those particular points and I say it to you guys here, I was like, God, you got to give me something today. And I was thinking about, of course, we just crossed into the new year. I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful and thankful for the decisions that I made at the end of last year that are really going to help set me up for this year. I'm praying for you that you did the same or even better, and that you are looking forward to this new year. I'm not sure. This is one of those podcasts. Well, let me finish my first thought. I'm not sure how long this is going to be, because this is one of those podcasts where I don't have a lot of notes. So it's really off the cuff. So I started thinking about it. I was like, let me just go live before it all just kind of just goes somewhere. So I'm talking about the two things that I feel are absolutely positively beyond a shadow of a doubt necessary for you to have the success that you want to have in this new year. So before I give you those two things, I want to play Scrooge really quickly. Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm not apologizing. I'm 10 toes down on this. I want to play Scrooge really quickly because, you know, someone asked me what my New Year's resolutions, and I have learned, well, just in my Scrooge-ness, I sometimes call them New Year's lie-illusions, because there's too many of us who make New Year's resolutions and 3 days in or 3 weeks in, within 3 days or 3 weeks, we already done with it, right? And so this is my Scrooge-ness coming out, where you want me to tell you who I respect the most? The people that want to go to the gym and you buy all the stuff and then don't do nothing with it. Like, it's like for real dedication. Like, you have it, like you want to do it. You got the shoes, you got the sweats, you got the tights, and you cute, right? You look good. But when that pain hits you, or that hunger hits you, or that I don't feel like it, or them cold days, it'd be a whole nother situation. And that's because I think we sometimes try to go too hard, too fast on ourselves, based on where we are right now. And then it's sometimes mindset, you know, I won't get into that too much. But so we have those folks that are saying, you know, I'm going to do something different this year. It's usually around weight, especially with women. I think we are all, whether we like to be or not, on this perpetual diet. For those of us who have a little bit of extra to love on us, except for, I'm going to just say that. For those of us who have a little bit extra to love, we are sometimes on this perpetual diet or perpetual watching what we eat, a lot of things like that. And so we always, I think, at least at some point, want to at least stay healthy, right? And so we will set out to do some things in the new years. And then there are some of us who have a word for the year. My word for this year is different. I'm going to do different in all aspects of my life. I want to think differently. I want to elevate in a different way. I want to go differently into the word, right? So I want to do things. I want to connect with people differently. I want to do so many things different. So that's my word. And then there's some of us who have words for the year. And those are good. Those are good. Even for those of you who bought all the equipment, it's good. But I think you're going to need these two things I'm going to talk about in order to be successful. Then we have some of us who have in our churches, we have a word. Now, of course, my church has the word anchor this year. We went from multiply to upgrade. Now we had anchored to be anchored. And I just love where my pastor is going with this. So those of you, I'm sure you guys, those of you who are like my church, you guys might have a word that you're leaning into this year in your church. So we have that. So we're there. Then you have some of us who did vision boards. Now, some of y'all might fit in all the categories so far. You bought the clothes, you got your own word, you and your church word, and you did a vision board, right? and because you like, I'm all in, I got to be successful this year. I want this thing to take off in the way that I want it to take off. Do the things that I needed to do, go where I want to go, all those types of things. That's a good thing as well, right? The vision boards never worked for me because I just didn't do right by them. I couldn't translate whatever energy it is that I needed to be thinking about it constantly into my head. It's just not part of my DNA. To do it that way. And maybe somebody can convince me to do it otherwise, but I've had them and they just didn't work the way that I would like them to work for me. And that's okay for me. And hopefully they'll work for you. So you have those who are doing, vision boards. You got people who, you know, were sitting around with their sister friends. I had an opportunity to do that with some of my very, very close sister friends. I think it was a couple of days after Christmas. Soon thereafter, I got very, very sick. You know, we talked about, you know, what were some of the intentions that we had for the New Year's, and we range from y'all are stressing me out by how detailed you are to this is what I'm doing. I'm focused on A and B, and that's it. And so it was everything in between, and that's always good as well. And I think that all of these things that we want to do in a new year, whether it's in our personal lives, because most of the time it's like, you know, our mind, body, soul, spirit, you know, our personal lives, our relationships, our spiritual lives, our work lives, right? Our health. There are things that we want to improve with that. If I didn't say work, I meant work, our kids, our families. There are things that we just want to do differently. I am encouraging us to lean in even more. There's some that may not necessarily have, you know, the thought or the word or the thing that they really want to accomplish this year. But you want me to tell you what? I just don't want to be idly going by. As I get older, just had another birthday. Listen, I'm hoping for at least another 32, right? But it's not promised to us, and I want it in good health. So there are some things that I'm going to have to do myself. I've often said that I think that we require and ask God for things too much, too often, when it's a responsibility of ourselves. I'm not taking that back. It is a responsibility of us. And then oftentimes we're wanting him to bless us, especially health-wise, when we have not done things that we've needed to do over such a long period of time. Now it's really bad and we need them to bless us. And so again, I told you I was being a Scrooge about this because I'm still praying for us as well. You know, when we do need help. But I do think that God is really asking us, especially now in this day and age, like, what are you doing? Right. What are you doing to be a blessing? What are you doing to change people's lives? What are you doing to have a better life for yourself and to do better things for yourself? And I think that as we go into this year and as we want to be successful and as we want to prosper, and this is absolutely positively not just monetarily. That's a thing, but it's not the thing. It's just a thing, right? It's just and although I do understand that oftentimes the money is what can enhance many of these other things, have to help you to have a better quality of life. But I'm definitely not only speaking about that, because for some people, that's just not a focus for them, and that's okay. But I'm going to tell you that there are two things and really it's two words that I think that are the absolute most important. And I think that they can trump whatever word that you have for the year, whatever your focus and whatever you desire to do for this year. And I really mean trump in the respect of saying, if you have these two words with what it is that you're thinking, with what it is you're doing, with your vision board, with those clothes you bought, with the different shifts that you want to make, you will be hugely successful. And the first word is you have to be intentional. Now listen to me. No matter what your word is, I was talking to one of my sorors the other day, and she said that she hadn't quite landed on a word, but she said that her word was going to be surrender. She felt like that's what it is. I was like, girl, you out there on your own on that one, because that's a big word. we were laughing about it. I said, I'm gonna wait for you at the corner, and I'm gonna be here when you get back. But surrender is a big word, right? But even with that type of word, like surrender, you have to be intentional about surrendering. That might bless somebody, right? You can't just go into it and say, I have a word that's as profound as that, as profound as a word like surrender, and not be intentional about surrendering everything. Are you surrendering your health? Are you surrendering your finances? Are you surrendering even your thinking? Are you surrendering your relationships? Like, you have to be intentional, because oftentimes we can go into it thinking that God wants us to surrender in one area, and he's really saying, I want you to surrender in all areas. That might set somebody free right there. And so you have to be intentional about hearing what God is saying. If my word is different, I have to be intentional with the differences I'm supposed to make within myself, for others, inside of me, outside of me, all around me. I have to be intentional about that. If you're thinking about going to the gym to be more health conscious, you have to be intentional about that, right? Like, you have to be the one to get up to go to the gym. You have to be the one to say, it doesn't matter, rain, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. I have to be the one to do this. You have to be intentional about it, right? Because the devil's going to come in. Let's not even blame it on the devil. Let's just blame it on the cold weather outside and the warm bed inside, right? We don't even have to go so far. I think sometimes we give Satan too much credit for stuff that ain't even his that he's done. Sometimes it's just normal stuff that we just don't feel like doing, and then we want to blame it on him. It's just that way, right? But you have to be intentional. You have to work through the pains. You have to learn how to do it correctly. You're going to have to work through the hard times. You're going to have to work through the sore muscles. You're going to have to work through maybe if something gets pulled and you might have to make some adjustments. You're going to have to work through the fact that you're going to say, I used to be, you know, you're going to be the used to be person. I used to be an athlete. I used to be able to do that. You're going to have to work through all that. You're going to have to work through the scale not moving. And you're really going to have to work through the scale going up when the scale should have went down. Right. Because that's going to mess with your mental. Like, you got to work through all that. You got to work through the plateaus. You have to be intentional. You absolutely have to be intentional. And even as I said about the vision board, like, you, if part of manifesting things that you have on your vision board is to spend time daily thinking about it, you have to be intentional about doing it. And if you're one of those people who just forgets, or even if it's on your wall, I had mine on my wall above my television before and still would forget to do it. So sometimes it's just not a matter of it being where it needs to be. And you should, and you're saying to yourself, man, I should be able to remember to do that. For whatever reason, you're not. And so you're going to have to be intentional in a different way. right? You're going to have to be intentional in a different way to be able to get to the results or get to the places that you want to get to this year. Because I believe that if intentionality is not present, it's going to be a hard road to toe. It's going to be very, very challenging to get to the places that we want to get to. Now, if you are a person like me in some respects, there are some things that are easier for me to do. It's easy for me to go to the gym. Right. Days that I just don't feel like those are fewer and farther between for me. I don't necessarily need more motivation to go to the gym. That's an easy thing. But then there are other things that are, oh my God. Oh my God. They are very, very challenging for me. And so that's like with anyone. You might find some things in some areas, like cooking. I love to cook. I'm saying that like I'm somebody else because Dr. T does not love to cook. But some of you are like, oh, I love to cook. That's, you know, I get in my zone in there. I just love to be able to do it. That's going to be something easy for you. But unlike myself, you might find it hard to go to the gym. So it doesn't matter. We all have strengths in some areas and we have weaknesses in other areas. And I'm saying that whatever it is that you are trying to be successful at, because most of the time, if we're talking about a word that we want to do this year or that we're focused on, we're talking about something that we want to accomplish this year. It's something that's bigger than small. Right. And I'm even speaking to those who have those gigantic, BHAG goals, big, hairy, audacious goals like that are like way out there. I have some of those too. Like, I don't know how you're going to do it, but this is what I'm going for. So watch this. And God, if this wasn't what I was supposed to go for, forgive me and let me get on your page. Right. But have some big, audacious goals, some big audacious goals out there, right? You got to be intentional about doing those things. And so that's one of the first things that I think that is so important for us to have this year as we go through the year to accomplish the things that we set out to accomplish at the beginning of the year. We have to have intentionality. And the second thing that I think that we have to have is accountability. Now, if you are doing something, I'm thinking this as I'm saying it, and I'm going to ask myself if I believe it. If you are going to really get to the levels that you want to get to, you're going to have to be accountable to someone that is going to help you to check in and to make sure you're on track and going to not allow you to get off track. Now, watch this. If you have a goal out there, if you have goals out there that you can do by yourself, I'm going to ask you, is it big enough? I'm thinking about one of my younger sister friends who she gonna accomplish what's on her list, and she has some big old goals, and I think I want to push her some more too. Is like, is it big enough? Like not more stuff, but big enough, right? Because sometimes we're doing more, but maybe we need to do less and just go deeper and bigger and wider. I don't know. But I do think that there's some accountability. I think that there's some encouragement that can happen throughout. I think there's some walk with me through this, right? So that I can accomplish what I want to accomplish, and I can cheer for you as you accomplish what you said you would accomplish. That accountability can also help you to say, you might've had too much on your list, right? You like that. That's a thing as well, depending on what's happening in your life, or maybe you get to, you know, the first 6 months of the year and life started lifing real bad on you, and you might have to make some adjustment. Being accountable to someone that is journeying with you can help you to see that it's okay to do that. Because sometimes many of us that have type A personalities, we will go and still have had a tremendous setback in life and still try to accomplish all the things we had on their list. Crazy. I know it because I've lived it. I've been that person. Right. And so having some accountability can help somebody say, no, let's take this chunk off and table it. Right. And have the courage to do so. Sometimes when we set out to do what we want to do in the year, sometimes it actually is way too much. It's just way too much. And the more, and yes, I get that, you know, you might be, the sole breadwinner, you might be a solopreneur, you might be launching a business. I get all that. And there are things to do. So I'm telling you, with what you're hearing me say, take what you need, take what's working for you and sift the rest, right? Let the rest go through because it might not be for you. But for those, you'll know the part that are supposed to hit you because it'll speak to your spirit, right? And because I want us to be able to accomplish what it is we said we would accomplish. Now, if you are the type of person, I'm going to say this real, real strong, that you don't tell the truth. I'm going to sugar it up a little bit. That you don't tell yourself the truth all the time, or you let yourself off the hook sometimes. Like you say you're going to go to the gym and you really don't go, and then you make an excuse for yourself about yourself. Then you can't be accountable to yourself. You just can't be. And so get someone else. And if this is uncomfortable for you, good. I am talking to the people who really want this year to be a difference maker for them, to be able to draw a line in the sand, to be able to say, this is going to be something different. It's going to be something miraculous. I believe it. When I tell you, I have prayed some prayers at the end of the year that I said, when I said I ain't never going back there, no, ma'am. No, sir, not going to happen. And not because I'm intentional about the things that I'm doing so that I don't have to go there. And I have the accountability partners to be able to do that. Now, I actually didn't think about that before I did this podcast. But yes, I've already surrounded myself in places like that. And I will continue to do so because I want to be successful. I want to challenge my sister friends that I'm in concert with accountability to be successful. I'm going to challenge them with what it is that they're doing. I'm going to ask questions, right? And they know me enough to know I'm not trying to tear them down. Quite the contrary. I am the biggest cheerleader you have. I'm the one that's going to be shouting from the mountaintops of how successful you've been. But I also think that I want to help us to be realistic about the things that we are supposed to do. And I think that it's going to be so important this year to be able to have that intentionality and accountability, because I believe that just putting those two ingredients in what you are already doing, I'm telling you, that's like the secret sauce. That's like the recipe that Big Mama had back in the day, and it was passed down from generation to generation, and it ain't even written down. It's just like, just the people that know it, right? It's like, it's that secret ingredient. It's that proprietary one, that two, it's those proprietary two things, that this is what makes this be different than everything else. And I think those two things are there. Yes, there are a ton of other things that can help you. But I think that when we add too many things on our list, it gets more challenging to accomplish them. So what I'm saying to you is to be intentional. Put an alarm on your clock. Not on your clock, but on your smartphone, because most of us have smartphones. Put it on your calendar. Put it somewhere where at least weekly you are going to be intentional about going through the process of asking yourself how you're doing for that week. Are you on pace to do what you said you were going to do? Have you already gotten off track, and what can you do to get back on track? Because the longer you go not thinking about it, the longer you go not being intentional about it, the harder it is to get back started, right? So be intentional about that, and then find somebody who at least you can say, just ask me about it. Just ask me about it every Friday. Ask me about it when you see me. Ask me about it all the time and challenge me. Like, give someone permission to help you be your best you. Help you be your best you. That's what I have for you today. I hope that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit, and that it is going to help to propel you into your next best. That's what I have for you today. I'm the child of a king, the mother of a king to be, otherwise known as Dr. T. Yo, mentor, your girl, your sister friend, and I'm asking and praying that you guys go out there to be great on purpose and be blessed. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.